بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم الحمد لله my most respected elders and dear brothers all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whom by his infinite grace and mercy has blessed us with this beautiful wealth of iman may Allah Pak keep us with this iman may Allah Pak take us from this world with complete and perfect iman and may Allah Pak raise us on the day of qiyamah with complete and perfect iman My respected elders and dear brothers, we have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the billions of people in this world, Allah handpicked us, Allah chose us, Allah selected us, Allah showed His mercy towards us, Allah showed His love towards us, and Allah has selected us to be amongst the reciters of this beautiful kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected elders and brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final ummah to come into this world, but the first to enter into paradise. This is a great favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put upon us, my respected elders and brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us amongst, my respected elders and brothers, to be amongst the people with this kalima in the heart. To be amongst this people, my respected elders and brothers, that will know and understand that who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. For this to come into this world, my respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent into this world approximately 124,000 anbiya alayhi wasalam. To invite the people towards what? To invite them towards La ilaha illallah. That every single person should understand that there is no creator besides Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only creator. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in creating everything, Allah does not need the help of any single creation. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was creating insan, Allah did not need the help of any malaika. When Allah was creating this world, Allah did not need the help of any architect or engineer. But one command of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything come into existence. My respected elders and their brothers, there was not a single drop of water, but Allah made, my respected elders and their brothers, the oceans coming to existence, the rivers coming to existence, the dam coming to existence. There was not a single blade of grass, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the forest into existence. All the jungles that we can see around us, the grass, my respected elders, all of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought without an example. My respected elders, there was not a single grain of sand, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought all the rocks into existence. All the mountains that we can see, Allah brought all of this into existence. And my respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a being that in creating everything, it does not mean Allah only created and Allah cannot control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is controlling each and every single creation. And Allah does not require the help of any creation to control. Allah is controlling what is happening in this earth. Allah is controlling what is happening beneath the earth. And it does not mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is controlling what is happening in this earth. Allah is unaware of what is happening in the skies. At one time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is controlling each and every single thing. Our hearts beat are different. Our listening is, our hearing is different. Our blood flow is different. My respected elders and brothers, not only us that are gathered here, but the entire insan, my respected elders and brothers, the entire mankind that is on this world, approximately 8 billion people in this world. Their thinking is different, their heartbeat is different, their breathing is different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at one time is controlling each and every single thing. Today, my respected elders, my dear brothers, we see that insan, he manufactures something and he thinks that he have control of it. But that same thing that he manufactures, my respected elders and brothers, can be a means of harm to us. My respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that gives harm. Allah is the only one that gives benefit. Allah is the only one that gives sickness. Allah is the only one that gives, my respected elders and brothers, shifa. This we have to bring in our heart. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us amongst the believing ummah. Those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That la ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah. There is no one who can give me benefit and harm besides Allah. There is no one that can give sickness besides Allah. There is no one that can give cure besides Allah. This is the belief that we have to bring in the heart. That is why, my respected elders and brothers, Anbiya alayhi salam, they went person to person, day in, day out, inviting the people towards this belief, to take out all the incorrect belief from the heart, and to put the correct belief in the heart, that every single thing happens through the permission of Allah. Allah is the one who is in control of everything. Allah is the one who who owns everything, my respected elders and brothers. Allah is the one, my respected elders and brothers, who owns our life also. Today, my respected elders and brothers, we can see someone is healthy, is walking, is talking. But the next minute, my respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes out His command. Allah takes out His power. Now the eyes is there, but the person cannot see. Now the ears is there, but the person cannot hear. Now that muscles is there, but the person cannot move. His legs is there, but he cannot walk. My respected elders and brothers, why? Because the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been taken out. So my respected elders and brothers, from the time of Adam alayhi salam, from the time of Nuh alayhi salam, until the time of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mission was the same, the object was the same, that how mankind can get linked to Allah. How we can turn our attention away from creation and we can turn our attention only towards the Creator. How we can turn our attention, my respected elders and brothers, away from the short-lived life. And we can turn our attention towards that life which is everlasting, the life of Akhirat. And in Akhirat, my respected elders and their brothers, there is only two destinations. That person, my respected elders and their brothers, who lives in the short-lived life, the short life in this world, he has the correct yaqeen. He believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the doer, and he's following the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then guaranteed by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person will be entered into paradise. And in paradise, my respected elders and brothers, a person will stay there forever and ever. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا Forever and ever under the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will know no more sickness. A person will know no more difficulty. Only happiness and pleasure forever and ever. But that person, my respected elders and brothers, he can have every single thing of this world. He can have the most luxurious life. The best food to eat, the best mode of transport. And he does not bring the yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only doer. And he does not follow the prophet of the time. My respected elders and brothers, then he can even stay in this world for 1,000 years. But no sooner he leaves the world in that condition, with the incorrect yaqeen, my respected elders and brothers, then what's going to happen to this person? That forever and ever he will have to go under the punishment. Forever and ever, doom and destruction will be waiting for this person. We see my respected elders and brothers, Firaun. Allah gave him such a long life. He had every single thing. He had security, he had power, he had wealth, he had so much things. But the incorrect yaqeen was in the heart. Allah sent a prophet to him to invite him towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he was looking towards creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not link success with any single creation in this world, my respected elders. Allah only linked success with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this beautiful kalima, la ilaha illallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected elders, destroyed him with all his things. My respected elders and their brothers, again and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhim salam into this world. And so much difficulty they had to undergo until the time of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah sent Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at such a time also, my respected elders and their brothers, where mankind was lost. They knew, my respected elders and their brothers, they had no morale, they had no character. They never knew who their creator is. They were worshipping idols. But Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah sent him on this mission that now you have to invite this mankind towards the oneness of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my respected elders, going person to person, inviting them towards the oneness of Allah. قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُونَ That accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only and you will come successful. Today, my respected elders and brothers, we see around us, every single one, they want to be successful. You ask a person, you ask a child that is going to primary school, why are you going to school? They say, because I should finish my primary school, then I go to high school, then I go to university, so I can become successful. The person going to high school, ask him the same question, he's also going to answer, so I can become successful. The person in university, also ask him the same question, he's also saying, so I can become successful. The person standing at the bus stop, waiting for the taxi, waiting for the bus, going to work, why are you going to work? So I can become successful. The person also, my respected elders and brothers, going in the morning, is opening his business, he's running his business, why are you running your business? So I can become successful. Every single person wants to become successful. Everyone wants to be happy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not link success, my respected elders and their brothers, with the things of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, my respected elders and their brothers, something to this effect, that person who will get himself saved from the fire of Jahannam, and he'll be entered into paradise, that person truly is successful. My respected elders and their brothers, Allah has sent us into this world for this. So that how each and every single one can become successful. This was the cry of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the worry of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That day in, day out, my respected elders and their brothers, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be crying. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be worried. Perpetual fikr, my respected elders and their brothers, until the sound of a boiling kettle will come from his heart. That how mankind, how my ummah, how my followers, how can they get saved from the fire of Jahannam? How can they know who the Allah is? And they can be entered into paradise. And in this, my respected elders and brothers, imagine the beloved of Allah, the best of creation, my respected elders and brothers, to step foot in this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took sacrifice from him also. For this deen to come in our life, my respected elders and brothers, it won't come without sacrifice. We have to give sacrifice. Wallahi, my respected elders and brothers, we have to give sacrifice of our life. We have to give sacrifice of our time. We have to give sacrifice of our wealth, my respected elders and brothers, for this deen to remain in our lives. We see it, my respected elders and brothers, and we hear it again and again that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much sacrifice he made. The journey to Taif, my respected elders and brothers, walking for miles and miles, not going to take the possessions of the people, but inviting them towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what did the people of Taif do? They stoned Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They spat at Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They chased him out of the city. My respected elders and brothers, in such a condition Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, that the Mubarak body of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, blood was coming out. What was the sacrifice given for? The sacrifice was given for me and you, my respected elders and brothers, so that how we can know who Allah is. So that today we can sit, my respected elders and brothers, and we can listen to the talks of deen, so that we can hear the adhan, so that we can perform our 5 times daily salah, so we can fast in a month of Ramadan. The sacrifice was given for this, my respected elders and brothers. And not only Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my respected elders and brothers, his companions also. His companions, those people who followed him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took sacrifice from them too. Imagine, my respected elders and brothers, Bilal radiallahu anhu, a person who was a slave, his father is slave, his grandfather is slave, my respected elders and brothers, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took sacrifice from him also. That he was beaten at night, my respected elders and brothers, that the people who were beating him, they were taking turns, they were getting tired and taking turns to beat him. Today nobody beat us, my respected elders and brothers. Nobody swore us. Nobody spat at us. But what sacrifice Sahaba had to go through, my respected elders and brothers. They knew, my respected elders and brothers, for them that sacrifice was like nothing. That we are going through this difficulty now. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with his pleasure. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with a place where we're going to stay forever and ever and we'll be happy. So that sacrifice, my respected elders and brothers, it became nothing for them. They were just worried, my respected elders and brothers, that how Allah can be happy with me? How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be happy with me? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, my respected elders and brothers, they beat him, my respected elders and brothers, to such an extent that he went unconscious. But as soon as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu woke up, my respected elders, what was the first question that he asked? He was not worried about himself. He was not worried about his family. But he was worried, how is my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How is my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I will not eat until I see my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the sacrifice that Sahaba gave, my respected elders and brothers. Khabbab radiallahu anhu, my respected elders and brothers. What sacrifices he had to undergo. So much sacrifices he had to undergo. He was burned with a hot iron rod. His back placed on burning charcoal, that the blood and pus coming out from his back, my respected elders and brothers, was putting out the fire. Imagine that condition. Can we just picture that condition? That so much a person is injured, my respected elders, that the blood and pus coming from the back is putting out the fire. And that in that difficulty, my respected elders and brothers, it is as if they were just saying that, Ya Allah, this is nothing, but what you're going to give us is better for us. Akhirat is better for us. Dunya is something that which is temporary. My respected elders and brothers, and the family of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, what sacrifice they had to undergo. The daughter of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who stabbed with a dagger in her stomach, for 6 years she's suffering with that same wound. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can see, but Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my respected elders and brothers, what was in the heart of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That burning pain, that worry, that concern, that how mankind can get saved from the fire of Jahannam. He knew who did that, my respected elders and brothers. But the time came that Habbar bin Aswad, he take that person, he goes stand in front of the Kaaba, and he makes dua that, Ya Allah, give this person also hidayat. Ya Allah, give him also hidayat. He must also get saved from the fire of Jahannam. He must also enter into paradise. So for this, my respected elders and brothers, Allah has chosen us also. Allah has given us this responsibility. The ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has selected us so that how we can follow Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how we can make an effort also to make others also follow Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How we can follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how we can make an effort also that other people can also follow the command of Allah. My respected elders and brothers, we see around us, we see the condition that what percentage of the Muslims, my respected elders and brothers, of those people who believe in La ilaha illallah, what percentage of the Muslims are in the masjid today? What percentage of the Muslims, my respected elders and brothers, are following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What percentage of the Muslims, my respected elders and brothers, are following the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My respected elders and brothers, this should bring a pain in the heart. That should bring a worry in the heart. That should have a concern that if the person passes away with the incorrect yaqeen, what is going to happen to this person? At the time of him leaving this world, what is going to happen to him? At the time of him entering into the grave, what is going to happen to him? On a day of Qiyamah, what is going to happen to him? And my respected elders and brothers, between Jannat and Jahannam, where is this person going to go? Today, my respected elders and brothers, we can see around us so many people are passing away. Some people are passing away without iman. But it's not bringing no pain to the heart. That janazah is passing, my respected elders and brothers. The janazah of a Jew, of a person who's not even a Muslim, a person who never knew who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. But Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started crying. Sahaba asked Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, why are you crying? This is a janazah of a person who's not a believer. But he said something to this effect, is there not one ummati of mine going towards the fire of Jahannam? So this was the worry of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we know, my respected elders and dear brothers, again and again we hear that Sahaba are no more. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the final messenger to come into this world. So there's a responsibility, my respected elders and dear brothers, of taking this deen to the four corners of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put it on our shoulders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put it on our shoulders. Allah has made us a special ummah. Allah has made us an ummah, my respected elders and brothers, that our day must be like the day of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our night has to be like the night of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our worry has to be like the worry of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What made Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cry should make us cry. What made Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy should make us happy. We are the ummatis of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah has selected us, my respected elders and brothers, so that we have to go person to person with mercy in the heart, with love in the heart, so that how they can get connected to Allah, how they can get connected to the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a system of Allah. If we are going to make movement, my respected elders and brothers, if we are going to make sacrifice, then Allah will make it such that the deen of Allah will remain alive. That the weak Muslims will become strong, and those who are strong, they will become more stronger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use us as a means of hidayat for the entire mankind to get saved from the fire of Jahannam. But my respected elders and brothers, if we are not going to do this effort, if we are not going to do this effort, if we are not going to show importance towards this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is a system of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that the strong Muslims will become weak. And the weak Muslims will come on the boundary of Islam, and those on the boundary of Islam will come out of the fold of Islam. How many a times, my respected elders and brothers, we don't have to go far out of the country. In our own country here, my respected elders, in our own province also, in the areas that we are staying in also, how many a times do we hear, today we meet the person, he is Muslim, tomorrow the person is not Muslim. And why the person left Islam? Maybe for one grocery hamper, a person has left the fold of Islam. One grocery hamper, a person has sold his akhirat. Today, my respected elders and their brothers, when we hear this, there's no effect that comes into the heart. Why? Because we have drifted away from our responsibility. We have drifted away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected us for, my respected elders and brothers. So for this, my respected elders and brothers, we all have to make intention. We all have to make intention that we are going to strive in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every condition, we'll strive in a path of Allah. Like how Sahaba strove, my respected elders and brothers, they left their comfortable homes. They strove in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, there was no airplanes. At that time, there was no cars. At that time, my respected elders and brothers, there were no trains. They were on horseback, and sometimes they were on camelback, and sometimes, my respected elders and brothers, they never had any conveyance. They were walking in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how long were their journeys? Today, my respected elders and dear brothers, our journey maximum 1 day, 2 days, by flight, 12 hours, 15 hours by flight, and we already reach our destination. But Sahaba, my respected elders, for months and months they used to travel through the jungles, crossing the mountains, crossing rivers. What object, my respected elders and dear brothers? Not how they can start business in those areas, but how they can introduce those people towards the commands of Allah. How they can introduce Allah towards those people. How they can introduce the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to that people. That is why, my respected elders and dear brothers, we see today, alhamdulillah, that deen has reached, my respected elders and dear brothers, most of the countries in the world, deen has reached. This is a sacrifice of Sahaba. So for this to remain alive, my respected elders and dear brothers, we also have to give sacrifice. We also have to give sacrifice. We also have to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With that same worry and concern, that how each and every single person can get linked to the command of Allah, and how they can get linked to the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So for this, my respected elders and dear brothers, let us all make intention. Our elders are saying that the first given opportunity that we get, we strive out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 4 months. This 4 months is to learn the responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. This work of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we strive out in the path of Allah for 4 months. And when we come back, we get linked to the 5 amal of the masjid. The in-gush, the out-gush, the 2.5 hours, the daily mashura, the daily talim, the 3 days every month. We link ourselves to the masjid, my respected elders and brothers. In the masjid, my respected elders and brothers, this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept everything. Allah kept the solutions to all our problems in the masjid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected elders and brothers, let us all make intention, inshallah. Let us all make intention to strive in the path of Allah, inshallah. So who's ready, inshallah? Let us all make intention, inshallah. Who's ready to strive out 4 months in the path of Allah, inshallah? Let's make intention, inshallah. MashaAllah, make intention, inshallah. 4 months IPB, 4 months Peru, 4 months foreign. MashaAllah, make intention, inshallah. MashaAllah, make intention, inshallah. That person who strives out in the path of Allah for a little while in the morning or evening is greater than this whole world and whatever it contains. And that person who's out in the path of Allah, one step he takes in the path of Allah, 700 good deeds, 700 sins is wiped out, 700 of his level is raised, my respected Allah's level. Let's all make intention, inshallah. Ten days in a month of Ramadan also. Let us all make intention, inshallah. All those brothers who are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should come forward for hidayat bayan. And all those who have completed their time, they can go one side for the wapsi, inshallah. And the rest of us, inshallah, we can prepare for ishraq, inshallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.